Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Matt White. I'm going to talk about a stack for OpenStreetMap web tiles. So the top of the stack is user application for all the major platforms, iOS, Android, Windows, Linux. So if you know organic maps or OSM and, it's like that. Unlike those, while it does support offline maps, there is an online tile server, so you can zoom anywhere in the world and immediately see that without having to download the tile file for that area. So right now, that just runs on a $10 a month VPS, so there's no SLA. There's a number of map styles, bike, hike, transit, some technical points. It's a small app. It's GPL. Uses the best cross-platform build system, plain GNU make. So this is an example of what it looks like. 3D terrain. You can record tracks like you would in Strava or something. One of the key features is it's very customizable. So there's no URLs hard-coded anywhere in the application code. It's all in JavaScript plugins or YAML configuration files. So there's plugins for search for using different search services. So for example, Wikipedia search to find interesting places nearby, for different routing services, for providing specialized map sources that may have non-trivial URLs. So for example, Sentinel-2 satellite imagery. You can do custom shaders for different map styling. And you can customize the stack of layers any way you want. And it has kind of basic features that you'd find in any maps app, so recording and editing tracks, saving routes. But as I said, you can download any rectangle basically for offline use. So this is all built on Tangram NG, which is a fork of the Tangram ES library from MapSend, which is a company similar to Mapbox, but that didn't make it. They went out of business in 2018. And the library was basically not maintained, so no significant activity. And so I kind of just started building on that and added features like 3D terrain, directly embedding SVG resources in the scene style files, support for different raster formats. And this is MIT licensed, so not GPL. So as the original Tangram ES was MIT, so that's usable in a broader range of applications. So this is another example of what you can do with it. Again, this is 3D terrain with all kinds of different styles of trails and roads and labels. So to talk about the the tile server. A lot of tile servers have you.
I can probably close this.
Okay. A lot of tile servers have you build, generate tiles for the whole world before you can use it. GeoDesk tiles lets you build tiles on demand. And in order to do that, it uses this GeoDesk library. No affiliation, but it's a really nice format for OpenStreetMap or any geodata. The files are roughly the same size as OpenStreetMap PBF files, but are fully indexed, so you can quickly look up GeoDesk tiles, quickly looks up everything in a rectangle to build a tile, and can build a tile in a few milliseconds. And this runs on, again, a cheap VPS. As long as you have enough storage for the whole world, would be like 100 gigabytes. You can use extracts. So right now, if you're familiar with TileMaker, which is one of the kind of two main existing open source applications for building vector tiles, it's basically based on that. But instead of using Lua script to define the tile appearance, it uses C++. But don't let that scare you. It looks quite similar to Lua. So if you can write the Lua code to generate the tile, you can write the C++. And so that makes it, of course, a little faster. With the upcoming Geodesk V2, which supports pulling updates or accepting updates from OpenStreetMap, updating these tiles in real time on a minute basis should be possible, and that's something that will be added once that's available in Geodesk. I also mentioned briefly the tile schema. So OpenMap tiles, of course, is probably the most widely known OpenStreetMap tile schema. I decided to kind of use something different because there's some things like missing, like including just the OSM ID and some additional data for helping determine the importance of different POIs. And so I mainly just used the unmodified OpenStreetMap tags. And then really just the decision is how to break those into layers. And I find that works pretty well. If you want to build a tile server to serve vector tiles for the whole world, this is five lines basically. You download the Geodesk file, and another one just to see which tiles are ocean, which are land, for tiles that don't have any coastlines. Build this, get this library, build it, and that's it. Something I've added just recently is basic geocoding. So this would be another part of the kind of the open source map stack. So there's about 40 million places and points of interest if you exclude like street names and addresses. And so I'm just using simple SQLite full text search over those with just a custom simple ranking function, and to determine like the geographic boundary which administrative areas places in. It's point and polygon testing over the OpenStreetMap admin polygons, and using tiling to break those up and then clip the polygons to those tiles. And so that actually all works pretty fast. So you can do the point and polygon testing for all the polygons for all these places and do everything in about 5 minutes, and that's faster than the SQLite full text search indexing time. So I haven't bothered to optimize that anymore. And so that'll be the next the default search in the next version of the user application. Some future directions, and then just some examples of what you can do with the app. So Wikipedia search, this is place information from OpenStreetMap, all done by plugin. Offline search, this is an example of Sentinel-2 data. Again, this is all done by plugin to set the date and cloud cover that you pass to the Sentinel-2 server. So I think that's basically time. So thank you very much.